Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our Yankee Report brought to you by Interstate Battery, distributors of New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. The preferred pizza of New York baseball. By Foxwoods Resort Casino, less than 2 hours from Midtown. And by your Mercedes Tri-State dealers. And Sweeney Murdy joining us right now. Sweeney, how are you?
I'm wonderful, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How was last night being there? I thought Susan did a great job on the radio describing it. All you guys did a great job capturing the essence of this event. Being there, the electricity, tell us what that was like.
Yeah, I think it's kind of what you expected, you know, and I was wondering to myself, you know, does this feel special to people who've only come to this one? Because there have been so many of them in recent years, and they all have the same template. You know, it's here's all your former teammates, here's your plaque, here's your number, here's a couple of gifts. It all kind of follows the same thing. But I think, you know, it's special because it's Derek Jeter, and all the fans wanted to come out to see him one last time. And it's, you know, you're not going to see him a whole lot, and you're not going to see these a whole lot. It's kind of what I thought about over the weekend too, is that you've run through a lot of these, and it seems like they do this every week, but it could be years, it could be decades before the Yankees retire numbers again. So I think for that reason it was special, and because of who it was and how he handled the moment like that, you know, it wasn't a long speech, it was a good speech. And I think it's something that, you know, you're going to hold on to this one because you're not going to see it again for a pretty long time.
Well, but to me, Jeter's different than these other guys that got there recently. That got, you know, then Jorge Posada. I mean, this time, this guy's an all-time great. This guy is on the, you know, Babe Ruth, Joe D, Mickey Mantle plane.
Right.
You know, so
right.
It's a different than some of these other ones we've seen recently, Sweeney.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're right in that feeling. But I mean, I'm talking about, like, the actual ceremony is pretty much the same. You know, the format for it is all the same. So the actual person you're honoring is what kind of separates it. And if you went last night to see Derek Jeter, you got what you wanted to see. You saw all the great clips on the board one more time. You saw all the people paying tribute to him, and you got to hear him speak to you directly and tell you that you're the greatest fans in the world. You went last night to see Derek Jeter, or you were listening on the radio or watching on TV to see him one more time, I think you got exactly what you wanted out of it.
Well, what I always find interesting about this is, look, obviously Derek Jeter is an all-time great. You know, we were talking, he's probably the second best shortstop of all time, maybe the best. When do you do this? Like, do you do it right away? Do you wait a couple of years like they did in this case? Do you wait till he's inducted into the Hall of Fame? Like, I'm always fascinated about how teams decide to do that. When is the perfect time? Because, like, when Derek was going through the dugout yesterday, I was thinking to myself, he's actually been teammates with a good handful of these guys.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know if there's a perfect time. It's whenever everybody feels comfortable. Remember, you know, people got on the Yankees for not doing a day for Bernie. Well, it's because Bernie didn't want to do it. You know, it's not like they didn't try to do it. It took so long because that's when Bernie finally decided, okay, let's do this. Derek Jeter decided to do this on Mother's Day. And I think, you know, people are wondering why it took so long. Were you afraid somebody was going to walk out number two by accident one day and somebody's going to wear it? I mean, listen, truth be told, I was thinking about this. When do you think? I think the moment the pitch left Bobby Jones' hand and then went over the fence, I think is the moment we all knew number two was going to be retired.
That
forever.
Was the moment.
That's because that told you that the Yankees were going to win that game in that World Series. It was three in a row. It was four out of five. Jeter was the MVP. I think you say, you know what? I don't think anybody's ever going to wear that number
That's interesting. That's an interesting question, though, to ask Yankee fans. Like, when was the moment where you said, boy, this is the modern-day Mickey Mantle? And that's interesting because that was, in a lot of ways, bad for me and Joe, but an epic moment. Yeah.
He went through years wearing the number where you said, okay, you know, this number is going to be retired. And when you think about winning that third straight championship, that's, you know, to me, I was thinking about to me, that's the moment. If you want to go back in time and say, when's the moment that number two was retired unofficially, I think it was the home run off in the World Series against the Mets.
All right, now, as far as the team is concerned, tough weekend. They lose 3 out of 4 to the Astros. But I think yesterday jumps out at me, Sween, because his two starting pitchers got beat up pretty bad. You know, mm-hmm. And I think that's – and that's, you know, certainly it's probably going to be determine what this team's going to be when all is said and done is going to be the starting pitching. So how about yesterday, Severino and Tanaka, both of them not very good yesterday.
No, they weren't. Tanaka's a little more concerning because I think you've seen a number of these when he was so great in the spring. You saw the one really good outing against the Red Sox, and there have been – a couple more of these early on than I think you would have expected from a guy as good as Tanaka. So, to me, that part's a little more concerning. Severino didn't give up a lot of runs. He got knocked out early, but he didn't give up a lot of runs. He gave up a lot of singles in a row, and it was basically, let's just, you know, get him out of here now and see if he can hold the fort. And he did. You played two games. Your starting pitchers gave you 4 innings, and you split the doubleheader. And you brought the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning of the second game. You know, so I don't. All things considered, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, considering how bad your two starters were combined yesterday. I think overall, though, you have to look at this series and say that you're playing the team that's the best team in baseball right now, and you lost 3 out of 4 to them. One of the losses, you had the tying run thrown out the plate, and the other another of the losses, the tying run was at the plate. I think that you have to look at how you bounce back from this. Is this going to be considered the beginning of the slide? And, you know, we're going to look up in 2 weeks and they're back at 500? Or are you going to come out of this, realize you're playing 17 of the next 20 against teams that are under 500 right now, and just go back to doing what you were doing? I think you got over the offensive fears because you got shut down by two pretty good pitchers in the first two games of the series, then came back and put 18 runs on the board yesterday. If the offense continues to do this against Kansas City and Tampa Bay, I think you're going to feel more like a blip than a trend. And that's what the Yankees have to decide right now. Is this the trend? Are they sliding back down? Is the pitching going to fall apart? Are they going to get shut down again by Jason Vargas or anybody else over the course of the next couple of weeks? Or is this the blip where they pick it back up, they start beating up on the teams that are in last place that they're going to face on their schedule, and continue to sit atop the AL East?
By the way, I'm not sure when it happened, but Jason Vargas became Sandy Koufax. That happened somewhere over the last few weeks, though I have a feeling it won't last. Dellin Betances is now the closer, right? And I remember last year when given the opportunity, you know, he wasn't great in that situation. We all know about what happened in spring training with Randy Levine saying, hey, you know, elite closers get paid this amount of money. What do you expect from Dellin in this new role? Because it looks like he may have it for a while with this Chapman injury.
Yeah, at least a month here. You know, the timing of it was odd last year because of how late it was in the season, and I think you could – maybe just look at it as workload type of thing and see if that was an effect. I don't, from everything I know about Dellin, I find it hard to believe that the moment is too big for him. You know, that it was pressure, and that's why he didn't perform well in that role. I don't think that's the case. Now, I could be proven wrong if it happens again over the next month, and you just sit there and say, yeah, I don't know, maybe it's just not his role, but I don't think that everything you've seen from him the last few years, everything you just know about the guy, that is the reason. So we'll see what happens here. The Yankees still have a pretty deep bullpen, and I think it's still a strength of theirs. You push guys back a little bit, and you kind of weather the storm, and hope that you can do that until Chapman comes back, and you hope it's something minor. Right now they're calling it just inflammation, and you hope you can knock that out and get him back to where he was. Clearly he wasn't himself the last couple of weeks, and now you at least have a reason why.
And definitely a month, though. That's what they're looking at. I mean, give or take.
He's going to be shut down for 2 weeks from doing anything, so maybe you start ramping up again. You pick up a ball, you throw a couple of sides and things like that. So, yeah, I think you have to realistically think, okay, he's out a month, and then, you know, when he starts picking up a ball again, Joe, then you kind of start kind of mapping it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to hope it's not longer than that.
Nope.
Because that's one of the ultimate strengths of this team, having that bullpen. And throw Clippard in there and throw Adam Warren in there. Throw them all in there. And you've got yourself a pretty deep bullpen.
you have depth right now.
Yes.
So you can you can afford a hit like this if it's a month, you know. The Yankees lost Didi Gregorius for a month. They lost Gary Sanchez for 3 weeks. Those are the types of hits you can take. When you start talking about losing people for 3 months, 4 months, the season, that's something that's harder to recover from, and I think you would agree with me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We know a thing or two about that.
We wouldn't know about that.
Yeah.
We're talking to Sweeney about the Yankees. They lose 3 out of 4 to the Astros, but certainly a hell of a weekend, Derek Jeter weekend, the doubleheader, and all of that. Any concern over Tanaka? It was, to be blunt, it was batting practice early in this game. Any concern over Tanaka?
I think so. I think, and I don't know what the concern is necessarily, to pinpoint it. But yeah, I think you expected more. I think you expect your best pitcher to, if he's going to get knocked around, you expect him to bounce back from it pretty quickly, and he hasn't done that. He's gotten knocked around more than once so far, and that's the concern to me. What is it? Health, mechanics, whatever, I don't know. But he needs to turn it around. You know, this is the type of guy, you went into that game last night, the last game of the series against a good team, that's the guy you needed. You wanted him on the mound on that spot to earn you a split of the series. And it didn't happen because he coughed up 6 in the first inning and didn't make it out of the second. That's not what you want from your best pitcher. He is their best pitcher. So am I concerned? Yeah, if this was the first time, you'd say, okay, let's see how he comes back. But he has had a couple of not-so-great starts. So
he's been so all-or-nothing, too, because that complete game shutout he threw, what was that, like 3 weeks ago? I mean, he looked as good as – that was Greg Maddux-like he looked so good. So it's been a very extreme year for him where it's been the worst of Tanaka and also the very best of Tanaka.
Yeah, that was a really good combination of things for Tanaka. Remember, because of off day and rain out, he had a couple of extra days of rest to work on. He was facing a Red Sox team that was struggling at the time offensively and was very aggressive, so he worked out to his advantage. He threw 97 pitches in a complete game. You know, that was kind of a perfect storm of things for a guy who is a good pitcher and knew how to attack that lineup in that spot with a couple of extra days of rest. Since then, you haven't gotten back to that, and he doesn't have to do that every time, but, you can't go out there and give up 4 home runs and get knocked out of the box in the second either. He's given up some runs, he's gotten knocked around a little bit, and you want him to turn around quickly and not let it linger. I don't think he's really felt like he's been on a consistent basis of any kind since the spring when he was so good.
You know, at least, Evan pointed this out earlier, at least the Yankee starters have made all their starts. You know, and there's other teams God, what a disaster. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know,
that's a good thing.
Yeah. Guys haven't, like I said, you can take short-term hits with injuries, even with starting pitchers, if it's something short-term. When you start getting into the unknown longer, well, that's when you start to lean on people who, aren't in the big leagues right now. There's a reason they're not. You know, it's not like you have all-star pitchers, 3 all-star starters stashed away in case there are injuries. When you start digging into the depth, there's a reason that is what hurts teams. So you'll see. They feel good, I think, about some of the arms they have to lean on if they need to, go further down, but not for any length of time. The guys they have here are the ones who have to do it. Severino has been pretty good, I think, for a little while, so he needs to bounce back from what happened yesterday. CC Sabathia has to turn it around because he's had a few bad starts in a row, and like we talked about, you can deal with CC being just okay, which means don't turn bad starts into 7 bad starts. Make it 3 bad starts and get back out of it quickly.
Absolutely. Sweeney, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
See you, Sweeney.
All right, fellas.
Sweeney on the Yankees. By the way, just to comment on something earlier about the catcher's ERA, if you're interested.
Romine
is 3.61. Sanchez is 4.11, so a half a run difference in ERA, but a very small sample size. I wouldn't take it too seriously. We'll come back. More of your calls and the talk coming out of game 1 between the Warriors and Spurs. Wasn't, hey, had San Antonio blow this. It was, hey, was that a dirty play by Pachulia on Kawhi Leonard? We'll get into it. Well, some thoughts on Game 7 tonight, plus a lot more of your baseball calls and Eddie Coleman in the 12 o'clock hour. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.